Sounds like Sunday morning praise song. Was this Casting Crows or something?
Is that talking about a swing in a tree? I like that.
We were just talking about, Dave was saying that's one of the key essentials for a yard is you got to have a swing.
Yeah, I like John said, I've been in the business a long time and you learn new stuff every day. Every day you learn something. And I think there's three essential things for a good garden. You got to have a pizza oven, wood-fired pizza oven. You got to have a small pond where that's lighted that you can see some fish because it's very relaxing. And you got to have a giant, well, you need a swing. And for me, I'm a big guy, and I have a client that's got a lot of grandkids. They're always going to fight over the swing. So I made a swing out of a slab of mesquite that we'd cut down that was about 3 feet wide with big, you know, inch and a quarter rope. Really high up in the mesquite tree for a nice pendulum. And that thing is so much fun. Because it's so big, even when I get on it, I have to hold my hands really wide. And you just feel like you're a little kid again. I just can't stop laughing when I'm on that thing.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We actually have installed several swings over the years because we're already up high in these trees. And we've had customers who've said, you know, either they already have a swing in the tree, or they want to install one. And since we're up there, we can actually do the attachment. And there's a way to attach swings so that they do less damage to the trees, because a lot of people will wrap the chain or the rope around the branch, and over time it can girdle the branch and actually damage the tree. So there's better ways to attach. We actually put a through bolt all the way through the branch that we're attaching to, so we have a nice galvanized, either welded or a forged eye bolt that comes down. Then we can attach to that with a carabiner and then hook the rope to that. And it's a much safer and long-term, it sustains the weight. And it's so much fun to have a nice swing. And the higher the better, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And depending on the age of the kids, you know, you don't want to be having a too large a pendulum that will actually come back and hit the tree. So you got to have to make sure your angles are correct. But having a nice attachment point as high in the tree as you can gives just years and years of a lot of fun. So,
well, tell me about this Arizona rosewood.
Tree of the month is the Vacalinia californica. And it's why the name California is the name of an Arizona rosewood. I don't know. It's not right, but it is what it is. But it's a great tree. It's really more of a big shrub, like some of the trees on our favorite tree list. But we include it because it's so bulletproof, and it's a wonderful replacement tree for the oleanders, which are dying across the valley. And it's a great privacy screen, has a nice kind of leathery dark green leaf on it. It is evergreen, and it's it can be trained up into a tree. In fact, I saw one the other day that was about 20 feet tall and had a single trunk on it. It was a beautiful canopied shade tree. It looked like a Texas olive. It was just beautiful. But most often they're a multi-stem shrub that can grow to about 8 to 12 feet tall is kind of their typical size in the landscape. But if you're looking for a nice privacy screen or something to kind of replace the oleanders that have died, or just a nice accent tree.
Very, very low maintenance, too. You know, from my point of view, I always look at, you know, how much work is whatever we have in the ground going to take care of. And although I don't see them too much, I think because they're so slow growing, but they really take little to no care at all. They don't drop too much, you know, a little bit of selective pruning for crown reduction to keep them, to get them fatter, and real low water use. And I don't know of a single pest or disease that they get.
No, really bulletproof in that regard. And thanks for reminding me, they are really slow growing. That is the one downside. So it's not one of those trees or shrubs you can put in that will achieve its landscape purpose in 2 or 3 years. Like some of our more fast-growing species. So think more in terms of a 5 to 8 year time frame in terms of getting it to fully achieve that 8 or 10 foot height.
Any color? Any blossoms?
Yeah, it's got a little kind of a creamy.
You were talking about replacing
a creamy white bloom. It's a pretty short bloom cycle.
Okay.
Yeah, they do have a small little, you know, little flower they put on. But yeah, it's mainly just planted for its foliage color, that dark green leaf. And it's got a little serrated edge to it. But yeah, next time you're at the nursery, ask about the Arizona rosewood and you can go check it out. As I said, durable, bulletproof, and one of those, yeah, I like the idea of low maintenance as well.
You mentioned slow growing and bulletproof. It seems like the slow growing ones are more bulletproof.
They tend
to be. I don't know
be.
What that is. Is it because the growth is so much slower, the density of the bark is so much stronger that it doesn't allow for pest intrusion or whatever, but it seems like if it grows, the slower it grows, the more durable it is.
Yeah, and also the less litter, because as a tree's not producing wood is quite as fast, you know, putting on new tissue, it's of course going to be losing those leaves at a slower rate. Can I just give a plug for one additional low maintenance tree? I spoke to a homeowner about this just yesterday, and it's the Acacia annura. Its common name is Amolga. Once again, it's one of those trees that once it's planted, there's not a lot you need to do to it. Kind of like your Texas live oak, it's has an upright growth habit. But if you're looking for one of those trees that just is very low maintenance, that you can kind of plant and let go with it, just with a little bit of, like Dave said, a little bit of minor grooming from time to time, the Acacia annura, or it's called a mulga, is another great choice. And we like those a lot. Is just from the standpoint of the low maintenance. That's not often true for trees like your mesquites and your hybrid Palo Verdes, which are wonderful because they grow quickly, achieve their landscape purpose quickly, but they are high maintenance trees. And those of you who have a mesquite tree are nodding your heads. Yes, I know all about that. Mesquite trees are dropping something every season of the year. If it's not a leaf, it's a bloom. If it's not a bloom, it's a seed pod. And then the whole cycle starts again.
You know? By the way, you with the mesquites, I know you guys have been working with plant growth regulators on suppressing the bean pods. Is that coming for you guys? Is that working?
Is it coming to fruition?
Yes, is it coming to non-fruition?
To non-fruition. Yes, it is. Yeah, we are having some real success. For those of you who have those seed pods in your wanted to get some control over them, we have been applying a plant growth regulator. It's just a hormonal treatment that kind of tricks the tree into thinking it needs to not put on fruit.
More Talking Trees after bottom of the hour news right here at Rosie on the House.